99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox, Chaz and AJ in the morning. Shots fired, cops pinned down, had to be pulled out by an armored vehicle. Shop owners and citizens that were nearby fearing for their lives. Not the typical day in Brantford yesterday.
No.
6-hour standoff in Brantford ended with the suspect dead. Police said the man who was shooting at officers on Main Street yesterday afternoon was found dead in the home he was barricaded in. It all started around noon. Police say they received reports of shots fired in the area of Main Street and Cherry Hill Road. Very busy area. Very scary to hear that. And when officers arrived, heavy gunfire was coming from the upper floors of a business apartment building. I think it's the hair salon, Leon James International Hair Studio. Although the standoff is over, police have parts of Main Street still blocked off because it's multiple crime scenes there. Police said 911 calls reported that there was a gunshot victim nearby. That person was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. If you were around there or know someone or whatever and you want to call in, the line is open. 1-877-764-2535. In addition to Connecticut State Police and South Central Regional SWAT teams responded to the scene, so did members from New Haven's Emergency Service Unit. I've never seen so many emergency vehicles in my life. Well,
seriously, yeah.
You know what? Let me say that again. I haven't seen that many emergency vehicles since Sandy Hook.
There's a lot.
Yeah, there's a lot. They were everywhere.
Yep, the big ones.
Brantford police said officers faced heavy gunfire when they responded to the scene, and they were pinned down until armored Bearcat vehicles arrived. Can you imagine?
Yep.
A 16-year-old eyewitness said the shots were coming from the second floor of a home, which houses the hair salon at the bottom. An armored car came up, grabbed us, put us in reverse, and dropped us off at the gas station. That was Jason Ocelyn. This is a clip from Channel 3.
Silence, shouting, shots. And it was just an endless cycle. An armored car, it came up, and they grabbed us, and it put it in reverse and dropped us off over by the gas station. I think I'm still in shock. I don't think the gravity of the situation has set in yet.
Imagine being a 16-year-old riding a bike and something like that happens to you. Mike in Brantford.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. I just moved, believe it or not, to the top of Cherry Hill Road. And when I got home yesterday, I passed by the fire department and it looked like Fallujah. There was about 50 cop cars, a couple APCs out there. It was unbelievable, the police presence.
Yeah.
The command post was set up. I mean, I haven't seen that many SWAT officers in my entire life.
Right.
I could get down my road, but everything around me was completely shut down.
Wow.
And my neighbors owned the garden center that's right next to where this was going on. They were trapped at the garden center for hours.
There's a really compelling Facebook video from the second floor of that nursery. We had it shared on our Chaz and AJ Facebook page. Let's play that.
He has to reload now. He just shot a whole nother round of a different gun. Cops are out front trying. They just sent like a SWAT team coming. We're all safe. We're a house and a half away. The shooter is above Leon James Hair Salon. And he just keeps shooting gun after gun after gun, reload after reload after reload. He's shooting out of the upstairs window of the apartment, the back side window. You can hear it ricocheting off the walls, off the windows. I think he probably hit the cop cars. You could hear it making connections to metal. Right now, SWAT's coming, and our whole business is surrounded. We're upstairs hiding at grandmother's house, and this is not a typical day in Brantford, guys. No, it's not.
You could hear the fear in her voice.
Yeah, but she kept the composure big time.
Very brave to be recording that.
Yeah.
Because you never know what's going to happen. You may need that recording.
Every detail.
Yeah. Well, have you spoken to them since, Mike?
I talked to the mother. I think that's my neighbor, but I think I talked to her mother when it was going on when I got home, and they were just pinned down. They couldn't leave. They had all their kids and the dogs and everybody on the hunkered down at the flower shop.
I don't think we realize that we are, you know, we came within an inch of being another national tragedy.
Seriously,
if that street was full of people.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Glad you're okay.
No problem.
All right, brother.
Thank you.
Cabby.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Cab.
Yeah, I live literally probably 15 houses away.
Were you there when it started?
When that happened. No, I was working, and my wife called me and said that the neighborhood was on lockdown and that she couldn't get home. It just happened that Leon James is a good friend of ours, and he was off yesterday. His shop was closed.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And also a friend of ours that lives two houses behind that building, we just found out her windows are shot out of her car.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. There's holes everywhere.
A lot of damage.
Walls.
As long as they ain't people, though.
Business windows.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
We can fix those things.
Yeah.
The roads are still closed over here. Main Street in that area. You can't get through.
No.
You know, it's a shame. But I'm glad, only one person got hurt and not life-threatening. Very lucky.
Yeah, no doubt.
Extremely lucky.
If you go to Brantford and go on the green, it looks like something that would be in one of those date night movies.
Yeah.
It's really that beautiful New England town.
Like a Rockwell painting. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Hallmark movies all the time are filmed there.
Yeah.
Wow, well, that makes sense then.
That's where Bill Belichick did the Subway commercial.
That's right. I remember that.
Right. All right.
It's quiet,
crazy.
Guys.
It's a quiet town.
I'm glad everybody I know is safe right now.
Yeah, no doubt. Now, thank you, brother.
So, thank you, Brantford Police.
Yes. Oh, man.
Absolutely.
All those first responders. I'm going to get to that in a second. So we heard from Jacob Oslin, 16 years old, riding his bike.
Yeah.
And then the next thing you know, you're getting picked up by an armored vehicle. Neighbors who were evacuated from their homes for hours were finally able to return around 7. News 8 spoke to this guy. His name is Dean.
Well, I work from home. I make phone calls. So all of a sudden, I heard like this tremendous noise. I mean, and it sounded like, I didn't know if it was construction, somebody hammering or whatever. And then all of a sudden, I started thinking maybe it's gunfire. So I saw the police come running up and down, stay down. They were yelling. So that made me, led me to believe it was gunfire. So I stayed in the house for a while. The police are both in front and in back of my place right now.
Man, it's under siege. We were just talking about Jacob Oslin, 16-year-old, riding his bike, and the next thing you know, picked up by an armored vehicle.
Yeah.
And very, very scary stuff. His dad, Dave, is on the phone now. Hey, Dave, how's Jacob?
Morning. He was shaken up good last night.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was just a couple pedals away from being in front of that house, man.
Wow.
So he...
And I gotta thank the people over at Shelley's Garden Center, because the guy came and pulled him off his bike and dragged him in the store. So I gotta give him a hug right now.
Quick thinking, yeah.
That's great. How did you find out about it?
Actually, I work in Greenwich, and something came across my phone about a... incident in Brantford, and I called my wife, and she heard it, and then my son called me and said he was in the middle of a firefight, hunkered down in Shelley's.
Wow.
My heart was freaking going through my chest.
No doubt.
Oh, man.
Scary stuff, boys. Scary stuff. And, I just hugged him last night, and I'm just grateful it didn't turn out any other way than what it did.
You guys live around there? Were you guys able to get back in your house?
He was pedaling to meet his buddy over at the Brantford Green. And, he was right there. He was just a couple pedals away from being in front of that house.
Holy crap.
Yeah, no, but we were too far away, but we were able to get into our house and all that.
That's great.
Good.
Oh, man, can you imagine?
I don't want to imagine.
You don't even want to.
Yeah, no, don't go there.
All right. Thank you, Dave. Glad your boy's okay.
Great show, guys.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
Wowie.
Man. Just a regular day.
Brian Schronce is a neighbor to the incident, and he's on the phone now. Hey, Brian.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So bring us through yesterday.
Well, it was a really weird day here in Brantford. Started out like any other, and then just started hearing almost what sounded like gunfire or a nail gun being heard throughout the neighborhood, and the level of intensity and increasing frequency just made it to believe that it was more than a minor situation.
Yeah, not a nail gun.
No.
Where were you at the time? You're at your house?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was about five buildings over from where the shooter had holed up.
Holy crap. All right, so shortly into this thing, you realize, oh, this is multiple gunshots, and this is pretty serious.
The real deal, yeah.
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 What happened
next? Started watching as more and more police units were arriving in our neighborhood, starting to block off sections of streets and
so you must just hear sirens everywhere in every direction, just sirens everywhere.
They didn't come in with sirens, but there were still multiple units coming in with
interesting.
With their lights on.
Okay. Wow. And then when the police arrived, there was heavy gunfire, right?
Yeah, we could hear, like I said, I was about five houses away and 10, 15 shots going off at a time.
Wow. All right, so then what, you just stay in the house?
Yeah, the cops were going through warning residents to stay inside as they were taking up tactical positions on front lawns and behind cars and bushes. It was pretty crazy.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah, no doubt. All right. Anything else you know or saw?
I watched as cops were putting on bulletproof vests and grabbing semi-automatic rifles from their vehicles, and I had snipers positioned on my own front lawn.
Whoa.
Hiding behind bushes, aiming up the street, and they started knocking on the door asking us if we felt safe evacuating our house.
If I have some snipers on my lawn pointing down the street, I'm like, yeah, I think I'm good.
Yeah.
I'll go down in the basement, but it looks like you guys got things covered.
I'll do whatever you tell me to do, actually.
Yeah, what do you want me to do? What do you think?
My bathroom's open if I need to use it.
That's one of those when you say, what do you feel like eating? I don't know. What do you feel like eating?
Yeah.
You feel safe? I don't know. Do you feel safe?
Right. Right.
Should I feel safe?
You tell me how to act.
Yeah.
And I will do everything you say.
Wow.
Exactly. So when they asked, you know, if you want to leave, we'll give you cover fire. And okay, if you want me to leave, then absolutely. Yep, no, I'm gone.
Did they say that, cover fire, or were they going to bring up an armored vehicle for you?
No, it was literally the words, we will give you cover if you feel safe leaving.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to just lay down in my basement, but thank you.
Yeah. What were you wearing at that point? I'm guessing you're not in, an armored suit.
No, I was actually still in my pajamas from the night before.
There you go.
I saw you on the news. Your pajamas, a t-shirt with cut off sleeves.
Yeah, no, it was a tank top and sweatpants. I'm on April vacation from the school system.
Great. What do you do there?
I'm a school bus driver.
Oh, okay. You have great hair, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. My hair was awful.
Well, was... you didn't know someone was going to come over and talk to you.
Yeah, it's one of those moments.
Yeah.
You have thick hair. There's a lot there.
They could have hidden your hair.
It was awful. My
sniper wanted to take position in his hair.
Well, you don't mind, sir, do you?
This is great cover.
Right.
Wow.
No, my sister-in-law is my hairdresser, and she called me after she saw the interview. She was like, we need to do something about this. I was like, yeah, we do.
Yeah, really? I know.
So that's a bad hair day for you?
Yes.
Oops. Oh, wow, you are. You have, if bus drivers had a hair competition,
right.
You're winning.
You're follically gifted.
Right, yes.
Well, not to make light of what happened there, but wowie. Yeah. So you're in your pajamas. All this starts happening. And then the cops are at your door with snipers on the lawn saying, you feel safe?
I feel safe. My hair feels safe.
Yes. Yeah. Wow.
Wow.
Holy crap. I love that.
So we stood out there for about 7 hours waiting for the whole situation to resolve itself before we were even able to make our way back down to our house to come back inside.
Wow. What? So you didn't feel safe in the house?
I did up until the point where they asked me if you'd be willing to leave, would you?
When you got the option, yeah.
Right. That's nice they give you the choice.
That's true, yeah.
Just it doesn't make you feel like, all right, you're out of here.
Yeah. Right.
But yeah, I guess when somebody in a flak jacket says, would you be willing to leave?
Yeah.
I feel like, yeah, you know what? If you're asking me, then it must be a better idea to leave than to stay.
But then later on, you're someplace else in your pajamas.
Did you have socks and shoes on?
They did give me time to go inside and get socks and shoes on.
Okay.
I was able to grab my phone and a couple other essentials before I made my way out the door. So, yes, unfortunately, I didn't do my hair beforehand.
Right.
It's weird. Isn't it weird that your hairstylist, the first thing she says is, we got to talk about your hair.
Right.
Not, are you safe? But,
are you okay?
Your hair.
What's going on there?
What's even weirder is when the cops say you want to go someplace else. Okay, hang on a second. You hear like a blow dryer.
That wouldn't have
are
been
Are you
bad.
Using product?
That wouldn't have been good.
No.
Yeah, if you went and did your hair.
Let's go.
Unit 3, are you moving down the street yet?
No.
He's working his hair.
He's doing his hair.
Yeah.
He's what?
He's doing what? He must have great hair.
Right. You pack your to-go bag.
Right.
Twinkies and a hair dryer.
Right.
Wow. How long was it before you got back in the house?
About 7.5-8 hours.
Wow. Oof.
Long day.
And what are you hearing now? I know they were yelling out the name Matt, and that this has been reported, so I'm not talking out of school here. And we know that the person that was barricaded is dead. Is there anything else known by the neighborhood? What's the neighborhood chit-chat?
Pretty much the same.
Yeah.
I mean, we could hear over the cops were trying to communicate over a loudspeaker device. And where we were, you know, down the street on the other end, removed, we could hear them saying, Matt, can you please contact us? Either come to the door or use a cell phone, call 911. So we could hear the name Matt being said multiple times.
Yeah, this is, it's a tragedy.
It is.
It's horrible. Glad you're okay. I'll have to talk to your hairstylist, if that's possible.
Please don't, because she wasn't unimpressed.
Right.
So you don't want to keep this thing going.
Right. She's gonna have a really bad haircut next time.
I thought your hair looked great. Like, I can't believe you're saying you had a bad hair day.
Yeah.
So. Oh, well, thank you.
It's a lot of effort to have a hair day like you.
Well said.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for coming on. Glad you're okay. What a crazy day in Brantford yesterday.
Thank you, guys.
All right,
thank
you. That's Brian Chironzi. Have you seen his hair?
Yeah. Maybe it was just in comparison to the pajamas that he came out in, and it was like, wow, well, that looks great.
No, he has thick hair.
Yeah, he does.
Like,
yeah.
Like
I did notice it.
Yeah. It was the first thing I noticed. I'm like, wow.
So the SWAT team.
Like, who does your hair?
Right.
I know, it's a stupid thing to notice.
Right.
Well, it's like McDreamy from Grey's Anatomy.
They could,
you
like,
just know about the hair.
The thing.
Oh, really?
We could put a man in there.
Patrick Dempsey? The hair?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, well, what a day.
Yeah.
You know? You're in your pajamas, you got a day off, then the next thing you know, you hear gunshots and then spots on your lawn.
We're leaving now.
Right.
And it's like, you feel like you want to go? It's like, I feel like I should go if you're asking me.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right. The options.
Thank you for coming on, Brian.
Yeah, man.
He made a great witness, too. I saw the news piece. It was everything you want from when you talk to an eyewitness.
Awesome.